Well, while they mourn a sports loss in Mexico, they're celebrating a sports victory of sorts in Los Angeles today following the news that NBA superstar LeBron James is taking his talents there to play for the Lakers. That means for the second time in his career, the Akron native is saying goodbye to the Cleveland Cavaliers. You might remember that Cleveland fans burned his jersey back in 2010 when he left for Miami. Last night, they were more forgiving.
I'm not mad at him. He won us a championship. I'm going to still wear my jersey, obviously.
You cannot be disappointed when he delivers his promise to get a championship for the
Cavaliers fans speaking there to WKYC in Cleveland. And joining us now from Los Angeles is Kevin Artovitz, who covers the NBA for ESPN. Kevin, what's your reaction to this news? Because it had been talked about, but nobody was quite sure he'd go to the Lakers.
It was far from a fait accompli, but there had been some movement in the last few days that suggested he was going to eventually go to Los Angeles. But, you know, this one had a little less drama. A simple press release, and then LeBron left for Europe with his wife, and we probably will not hear from him again until he has a public appearance in Akron, Ohio in July.
And is that just because of the reaction last time, people burning his jersey in Cleveland?
I think it's an interesting demonstration about how a athlete in his late prime just kind of growing up. I don't think he wanted the drama. He had a professional decision to make and he made it, and there doesn't need to be any fanfare. And for the most part, also the Lakers are an interesting destination in that respect. Look, they've had the big superstars before. They've won a ton of championships. I mean, by going to Los Angeles in some respects, I mean, there's more pressure because that franchise has very high expectations. But in another, they've been to the circus before.
But people are saying that, you know, this may be a move that means he won't even get to the NBA Finals now because he's going to have to get through the Golden State Warriors, who have stopped him in winning the championship. Now he's going to be in the Western Conference. He may not even be able to beat them to get to the Finals.
That's what's so interesting, because there were a series of imperfect choices. He ultimately landed with the Lakers largely because, you know, we're told it was very much a lifestyle decision. I mean, his family loved the idea of living in Los Angeles. His sons are extremely talented youth basketball players, and Southern California has always been a hotbed for really competitive youth basketball. And then there was Magic Johnson, who was the chief recruiter, Los Angeles Lakers legend. And I think, you know, as Lee Jenkins in the Sports Illustrated put it this morning, he was very much enthralled about building a partnership with Magic Johnson. I mean, so much of high-level athletics now at the professional level is, hey, it's you're not just going on the court. I mean, what does the organization's culture look like? In that respect, it seems like James was really attracted to the prospect of working with this prestige organization. I mean, one of the better brands in sports.
Even if he is unable to win a championship.
Yeah, you know, the Golden State Warriors have a lockdown, it seems, on the Western Conference. He wasn't going to go there because they just simply didn't have, you know, the salary cap space to be able to afford him. The Houston Rockets are on the doorstep, and it might very well be, Jeremy, that the Lakers are the third or fourth best team in their conference. You know, LeBron, it seems as if in a strange way, and it's almost verboten to say it about a professional athlete, where winning the championship next season seems to be of secondary concern. Hmm. He's been to nine, he's won three, but it almost seems as if that is a lesser priority again. Then I think just creating a situation for himself, for his family, for his business that, you know, just allows him, you know, in some ways to succeed in those other events. And the Lakers do have the ability to add free agents, and the franchise has typically been a magnet for prestige stars who are looking for a destination. Mm-hmm. And LeBron is certainly a draw.
Let me just finally come back to Cleveland and Akron, I guess we should say. James posted on Instagram last night, "This will always be home and see you soon." That's a reference to the opening of a public school in Akron, funded in part by the LeBron James Family Foundation. That's set for the end of the month. You know, Kevin, it seemed like it was much bigger than basketball, what he did for Cleveland by going back there. This is a city that has, you know, had to deal with big industries going away and trying to stay relevant in you know, 2018 America. And LeBron James really did help them do that.
Yeah, it's a distressed city, but it's his home. And you saw the city of Akron on Twitter tweet a photo of LeBron at a rally soon after the championship in 2016, saying, you know, Akron knows that King James is the greatest, just as much for what he does on the court as what he does off it. LeBron has sent hundreds of kids to college from mm-hmm. Akron, and he won a championship. And who is going to begrudge, you know, the guy who did all this the choice to do what he wanted to do in the twilight of his career?
And they've already got the hashtag LaBron, L-A-Bron, now that he's going to the Lakers. That's Kevin Arnovitz, who covers the NBA for ESPN, joining us from Los Angeles. Kevin, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And some good news, Peter, for some young athletes. Mm-hmm. Those 12 missing soccer players and their assistant coach trapped in caves in Thailand for more than a week. They were trapped by flooding. They have been found alive.
Wow, that is great to hear.
Great news.